Hey everybody out there, welcome to Call Me Ignorant number 3, the relaunch. We've done about 60 episodes of this program so far, and I relaunched it about a month ago and spruced things up just a little bit, and I'm glad you're here. My guest on the program today is AC Cowie. AC is a comedian, a personal trainer, a truth teller, and an all-around good guy. He met me at Emancipation Memorial in D.C. to interview people and protesters that were trying to take down the statue of Abraham Lincoln there. The protest got canceled at the last second, about 3 minutes before AC showed up, so we made lemonade out of our lemons. What we did is we drove around for a little bit, we walked around a little bit, and I asked him some questions, and we got to chat. So please enjoy episode number 3 of Call Me Ignorant featuring AC Cowie.
All right. So let's get people first. What they're doing is they have these bulldozers and stuff, and they're putting these barriers against the weak points in the fence, and they're reinforcing it so people can't don't.
They should take electrify those fences.
You think they should? Would you back that?
Yeah.
You would? Everybody, okay, we got 20 people in here. People are showing up. What's up? AC is here. This is AC.
What's up, everyone?
All right, cool. We're gonna do a stream. There's no.
Talking since the blood.
We almost saw a dog fight, guys. That sounded like
the
a
puppy got his face open.
Oh, you saw it? Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, that Aussie dog with the other little puppy like whole...
Really? Oh my goodness! That's why I was freaking out like that. It sounded like a pig, like a pig being slaughtered or whatever. It's like. All right, let's go this way. All right, we're just going to do some laps. If we see some people to talk to, the esteemed gentleman over here will be the interviewer. He's better looking than me.
I can get away with shit, too, because of my accent.
Yeah, the accent, dude. It's fake as well.
Yeah.
It's not even real.
I'm actually Indian.
Yeah, all right, y'all. AC's with me. We're going to walk around, interview some people. But we're not going to interview normies. We've got to interview people with a cause. So do you know about this statue? You know what it is? Like what?
No, I know nothing about it.
Well, it's Abraham Lincoln, and that's like a freed slave on his knee.
Where's his hat?
I don't know. It's like the only one. Imagine. I don't know. That's okay. So I'm zooming in on it right now, and so it's him with a freed slave, and I think it was funded. It was like bought for by freed slaves. So they're trying to take down a statue that was paid for, like voluntarily by freed slaves. Like they wanted it up.
Oh, right.
In the 1870s.
Now, so what's their reasoning for that?
Just, I think what it really is it's a whole, like, black guy on his knees shit.
Okay.
Like, it's like, that's
well,
what.
Isn't that Colin Kaepernick? That's what
he said. That literally is a statue of Colin Kaepernick. that's why it down. Yeah, exactly. It's really weird. But he's not even, like, fully black. It's really weird when the, you know about the whole NASCAR?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Juicy Smiley's brother.
Yeah, because Colin Kaepernick, that guy Bubba Wallace and Juicy Smollett are all not fully like black. They're all mixed.
Yeah.
Like, it's really weird.
You're privileged in Ben.
You're privileged, guys.
He's got.
Oh, he says he's getting up with a broken chain. Okay, that's what's going on. But they're trying to take it down. I don't know why, though. They were giving speeches.
Is it because it's trying to say that it's white, what do you call it?
Like white supremacy?
White supremacy. Yeah. The black man couldn't free himself and needed a white man to do it. Is that what they're saying?
That is what they're saying, yeah. But that's kind of what happened a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stuff happened. Yeah. You know, history is what history is. Did they have any slaves in New Zealand?
Yeah.
They did?
So, like Maldives. Like
that's you.
Because there was a warfare.
Okay.
You would, after battle, the losing side, they would, like, the winners would take slaves.
Yeah. It was a war.
It
yeah.
wasn't a race thing. It was like, you lose, you're a slave now.
Yeah. What is that? Say that word again. What?
You
wait.
Lose?
No. What? No. What?
You don't hear that you're American.
You're no, never. No, we always win. Tremendous at winning, frankly. Best at winning. No, but you're what you guys are called. What your people are called.
Maori.
Maori.
Roll it. So M-A-O-R-I. You,
Maori.
People say Maori.
Okay.
Maori. Maori.
I've seen that word. Maori. Maori.
Maori.
Maori. Yeah, okay.
And trans roll your eyes.
And they do like the dance?
Haka.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, alright. So we're dealing with an Aboriginal type. That's what it is,
yeah.
Right? Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
But
wow.
we only call Aboriginal Abos Australian Aboriginal.
Oh, okay. Do you guys not like them?
We like them.
Like,
they're like bush people, you know?
Okay.
Australians as a whole, though, we don't like them.
Really? Yeah.
We do. I hate every one of them that I've never met. But once we meet, we're best of friends. You
that's
know?
Funny. Is that a joke that you tell? Because that was funny.
That's true.
So AC's a comedian as well. No gigs, though.
No gigs?
Yeah. Yeah.
I was thinking about doing a... Oh, I can't remember. Well, no one's going to hear about this. Doing a speakeasy.
I would help. I have a bunch of sound gear, and I have people that would go. I could get like eight people to go.
Yeah.
If you get like 20 people, it's a time.
But it was in our gym, and like they'll find me and get me.
Yeah.
Cameras and shit.
We got to go to Virginia, I think.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking like a town square.
Like outside.
Morgan, like, because everyone likes to hang around like here.
Yeah.
A place where not many people go, and you get around 6 feet apart.
Around here, you would never. You get in trouble. Like, I think so. I think you get shut down. Yeah, that's a good point. People are out here right now.
There was a preacher the other day on his microphone. Right, 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 right. I was like, holy shit, I can hear this half a mile away.
Yeah.
If you got people close enough, then you get that energy from it.
Yeah.
Because when people are spread out, it's not that funny because
you're
not loosened up.
I'll tell you that I definitely have enough battery-powered sound equipment. I can make the show, like the sound part of the show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I can do a full concert with battery-powered speakers.
Wow.
I have like four of them. I can chain them all up. And I have like a little solar-powered generator.
Do you need a lot of battery power, right?
It just comes from the generator.
How much would you need to
you could
stream from the moon in 1969?
Dude, the thing is the moon doesn't even exist, man. There is no moon.
There is. I love the moon. I look at it all the time.
Bikers Week in Gettysburg is canceled. Did you hear about that? Gettysburg, there's going to be like people...
They already had that.
Oh, really? Bikers Week?
Oh, Bikers Week. I
don't know.
What you mean, Gettysburg.
Like the actual battle? They solved that a while
ago.
That was
a big one.
yeah, that already happened, guys. People say the moon is a drone.
A drone? I believe it's a light source.
Light source. News hoax 3.0. Okay, yeah. Cool. Yeah, there's 50 people in here. This is nice.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So, when did you start doing comedy?
I've only been doing it for about a year, and half of that I've had COVID-19, so...
Yeah? You think you had the COVID-19? Like, you actually had it?
Yeah. Not that long at all, but I just went hard out into it, and I got a coach.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Who's your coach?
Pat Oates.
Oh, cool. I've seen that he coaches people.
Yeah.
I actually hit him up, and he was like, he said, I got to send a video of me doing it.
Yeah.
And I only had the one from the one night, and I was like, I'll do it a couple more times, and like a week later is the virus.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like a week later.
So, yeah, I did it just like I do sport, hard out, full on.
Cool.
And, I started that room at Wingo's that you came to that time.
Yeah.
Hit it so many nights in a row. It takes up a lot of time.
Yeah.
What you do.
Yeah, I mean, getting good at anything takes repetition, but comedy is hard because you have to do comedy out. You can get good at music in a living room, over and over, but if you don't know what people are laughing at,
you'll never get up.
Yeah. Do you consider yourself good?
No.
Like, no? You know?
I get my message across because a lot of my stuff is topical about truth and conspiracy and. Like, I do pro-life abortion jokes.
Yeah.
Which
doesn't hit well here.
It makes people cringe, and that's hitting well for me.
Good.
It's like, oh, you can't be a baby getting murdered.
I was cringing at the pro-abortion jokes when I did the open mic.
I
couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe how... Yeah. Yeah, I was like, I can't believe what you guys are saying up here. I wanted to go up there and make jokes about them, about those jokes. It's crazy.
About you.
Yeah. There's two definitely, there's more than two, but there's definitely two distinct cultures. And there's the city folk. Are you from a city in New Zealand?
No.
No, you're from the country?
Yeah.
You can tell. Yeah, you can tell. You can tell I'm from the suburbs, so I got a little bit. I still get like cringe at stuff, like that, like liberals cringe at from time to time. Just
like
as
what?
Just when someone like talks about race in like a politically incorrect way, or like I'm just like, ooh, I'm just like, man, that's not good for your career. Like,
I'm like, hey, don't let anyone hear you say that. That's a good one, man.
Yeah, but the way I talk is definitely politically incorrect. But sometimes, from time to time, I'll just be like, when someone says something very plainly and brutally honest, I'm just like, ooh, that was good, but that might not be good for you. So, let's see. So now, for the people in the chat, there's people starting to, like, assemble. Would you say the energy just changed a little bit around here?
Yeah. It's a little bit more intense, but maybe that's just good.
It's because the
density.
It's because the Bob Marley song ended.
Oh yeah,
everyone's
like, "All right,
we're all Metallica." Do they put on some just thrash metal? he wants to know: are there this many cucks in New Zealand?
I think there are now.
Yeah, there are now.
The media is controlled so much, and they've got a female prime minister, Silver Tongue. She was the head of UN. Youth communist.
Jacinda, that's who you're talking about. What's her name? How do you say her name?
Jacinda.
Yeah.
She's been placed by Freemasons.
Really? Yeah. That's never good.
No. But
you said she was in like the. She was raised as a communist. Like the. She was in that organization.
No, she was in like the UN. She got brought through. Her father was like head of police in New Zealand. She had a Mormon. Brought up with a Mormon upbringing, but then left that and. Got a Freemason sponsored college degree, then went to the UK for PR. So she's a bullshitter.
That's a deadly combination.
So she's got the cult of personality there.
Yeah, and she was the one with like the Christchurch one.
She took the guns.
Yeah. But like no one really did though, right? It wasn't that big of a.
Well, no one had any really cool ARs and shit, but they still took.
It's too bad.
Yeah, they still took hunting rifles.
Yeah. Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
That's terrible. Are you an American citizen?
Yeah.
You are? Okay, cool. Nice, man.
Yeah, that's last good. Year, like last January.
And, really? Yeah. That's very recent. Great, man.
So I've been here 10 years.
Okay.
I got my citizenship, and within a week, I had two.
Right away.
Yeah.
It's starting to get crappy out here, y'all. We might be looking at. So if it rains, you want to just book it?
Yeah.
Just run. I'll run to my car. You run to your car.
I think I'm a car coming over.
Oh, dude, I'll give you a ride home. Yeah, for sure. 100%. 100%. Yeah, that's too bad. Yeah, for sure. That's funny. Tell them you. Yeah, they want me to tell you that I work for ICE. That'll work for...
Too late.
Yeah,
too late.
I should have gotten you last year.
Well, I actually ruined the whole thing. Yeah. There was a whole bunch of stuff about kids in cages and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because when I first came, I got separated from my parents at the border. And I never forget. Take cover. They're going to fly some live rounds from the cloud.
Okay, I think...
He's warning of the thunderstorm that's about
to happen. Oh, let's just drive you home, and then we'll just finish this on the car ride home,
and then
we'll make this a podcast. That's funny. Yeah. Interview? Yeah? If you want to? If you see a person, then I'm there. If you see a person, we can snoop them out.
Fuck the police. We beat him up.
Wow. It's crazy how quick it picked up, yo. Pop-up podcast. All right.
Well, I saw that big black cloud was coming across there. Are you allowed to say that, or is that racist?
It's a BBC, yo. It's a BBC. All right. Wow, that was interesting. I feel like that was like some, God stuff right there. Just like cloud. Like, everyone leave. The energy changed so much.
Yeah.
All right. So here with AC for part two, we're going to drive him home. We're going to get you home nice and safe.
I'm getting all excited about beating up some Antifas too.
Would you throw down, man?
Yeah.
Would you?
Train for nothing.
But here's the thing, though. What it like? Okay, here's what should talk about. What is Antifa? Like, how do you know who isn't Antifa in these crowds?
Black.
Yeah.
Covered face.
Yeah.
Skinny.
Yes.
You can tell. I've watched them enough.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. They really like you. They're like, we like this guy more and more since you said the beat up Antifa thing. It's funny. Okay, but what if they wise up and it's just the same person that doesn't dress like that, but still does the same thing? Like, you don't know it's them until the last second, you know? Because most of these people are like, you know, there's a lot of people that aren't dressed like that that do the same things.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, well, we'll get them too.
I've been talking about it on my stream.
You gotta watch out for these guys with their headpieces too.
Yeah, I saw a couple.
Yeah.
I saw a couple. I was talking about on my stream that it's like, I compare it to the Viet Cong in Vietnam. Like, yeah. There's the villagers, and you can't tell the difference between the Viet Cong and the villagers, because the villagers are the Viet Cong, and the Viet Cong are the villagers. Yeah. Like, you can't,
like,
you know.
See that dog, that Australian Shepherd, that bit the other dog, yeah. That could be VC for, you know.
Yeah.
Because it was just sitting there like, and then it just latched on. Oh, and like, that blood was coming out of his face.
Oh, I didn't see that, man. Like, oh, man, I wish I was streaming during that, yo, because that would have been good content, as they say.
I mean, I would have thought that noise would have just made you grab that phone and just hit that.
It was like, dude, die quieter.
And then that guy smacked the shit out of his dog.
Yeah. I wish you guys in the chat would have been here for that, y'all. So, yeah, it got canceled tonight, y'all. And then there was an act of God.
Yeah. Obviously, like the statue.
Yeah. You say you liked it?
No, God must have liked it.
Oh, God liked it. You hit the like button. I think we're going the right way. I think I did it right. We actually walked to
that edge.
What's that thing there? That's a speed cam. Yeah, we're good.
Really like it.
Yeah, too bad for this protest. F in the chat for the protest. Do you, have you ever protested anything? Like, honest to God protest?
Nah.
Like these people? I don't think I have either.
Well, I do give a fuck. I do a lot of fucks.
But just, but like, that's not the way you do it.
People that, they always protest lame shit.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, what's a good protest that you, the Walk of Life. I was going to do that, but I got lazy. You know the Walk for Life?
Yeah, I went to that one.
Because I'm I was adopted. So basically, you know, I've got to be.
Oh, I mean, I went to that one. I streamed from there. I believe strongly in that cause. Also, I went to the Second Amendment one in Richmond.
Oh,
that one, I streamed
that.
That
was the best.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, that's those are two of my biggest issues for sure. Yeah. Are pro-life and pro-gun.
Yeah, I would have done that. So yeah. Not everything's lame, but yeah. The lame ones are violent and the peaceful ones, right? The good ones.
Yeah, all the right-wing ones. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm biased, but all the right-wing ones are like peaceful and they have guns there.
Yeah.
And the other ones are violent and they don't have guns there.
Yeah.
Did I do this wrong, man? I might be.
Did you stream when you got out of your car? Maybe
I did.
Asking.
It's all right. We're just gonna find it. I think we're really close, but.
So what are people asking you questions?
I don't know.
This is
Let's see.
Nice.
They talk a lot. Yeah. Okay. These riders deserve a good snacking. Impromptu stream could be too. We hate America, but only when the weather is nice.
Is that someone somewhere else?
I don't know, dude. You get a lot of trolls in here. I mean, this one night, we had 15 people and 1,500 people here, I should say, and it was Troll City. I think that's my car up there.
I love trolls.
Do you? Are you a troll?
Yeah, I reckon. Not hard, but not really. I try to make fun, a little bit of fun, but.
So you've been here 10 years. When you got to the States, was there internet? Like, did you have internet?
Yeah.
Like. Good internet, yeah. That's 2010, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm dumb.
2009.
All right, so we're getting in, guys.
I got it 10 days before Obama's inauguration.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's convenient. All right. Cool.
And I was like, yes, awesome. No more wars.
Oh no. He's like, except for a race war.
Yeah, we're gonna find out what happened to 9/11. finally going to get Bush, old Obama's cousin.
What is your thoughts on 9/11?
Oh, that's what got me into it.
That's got you into the whole thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of the things for me, I guess.
I was in Scotland watching it on TV.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
Oh, you like were a truther back then.
That's what started it.
Oh, yeah, my goodness.
Because I was a professional rugby player, I had lots of time to just dig my way down rabbit holes. And I never knew there was online communities about it until like 2 years ago. So I was always just a crazy person to my friends. Now I still am, but I have a whole bunch of online friends.
Yeah, you can still have like online societies and things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. There were the forums back then. I guess let's push see both of those at once. And it's gonna be an audio thing. Does the water really? You see many questions like that. Does the water really go the other way? It doesn't.
It's a lie.
Yeah. Dude, you guys have been lied to forever about everything.
Yeah, they even lied about it on The Simpsons. Remember?
Really?
Yeah.
Conditioning. Yeah.
That's because they conditioned.
Questions about comedy, I guess. You played rugby, dude. I want to know about rugby though. You're a professional.
Yeah.
You made your full living off of it?
I made my full living off it.
Wow.
In Italy.
Whoa.
I was also doing training in Scotland as well. Because you got a lot of spare time, so let's not waste it.
Yeah.
It was a good life. It was a good time in Sicily, actually.
It's rough, right? It's a pretty rough sport.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get stuff broken. Yeah. You break stuff. You break noses.
If you hit them hard enough.
Wow. See, in Sicily, you said.
Sicily was okay. Where we were, and we played in Italy and in the UK. Our team was actually, they came up, and then they made it into the top division in Italy. This is before I got there, and then they got in that top division, so high, another division of money. So, and they were a mafia-owned team.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah, we used to get paid in wads of cash, euros, like...
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That is gay. That's like, literally gangster.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
And, the president of the club was best friends with Berlusconi, his prime minister. Is he prime minister?
Oh, yeah, Silvio Berlusconi. Yeah. Wow, he said just wads of cash, huh?
Yeah.
Did it pay well? Was it a good...
It was good, yeah.
Yeah.
You get your accommodation, car, and lots of cash, and it's cheap there.
Wow. It seems like, 15 years ago was like a good time to get out.
Yeah.
USA is going downhill, just objectively. Hopefully it doesn't, stay that way. But.
Yeah, what do you think's, how deep are you?
What do you mean?
How deep are you in what's going on?
Into all this stuff? As deep as I can be, man. I run a news show, so...
Do you look at, like, potential of this is a good versus evil kind of
thing? Yeah, so of course. I don't think it's a potential at all.
Yeah.
I look at it as, like, a straight-up, like, God versus Satan issue. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't bring that up all the time in my show.
Right.
But, because I'm reporting on the news. I'm doing all kinds of stuff in my show. But of course, I look at this as like a spiritual battle.
Yeah.
100%. Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
You can sort of deduce each side to that, right? Because, I mean, when you say abortion is good versus evil, and you've got people who are not actually evil, but they've been conditioned into thinking that abortion is not evil.
Yeah.
It is. You know, they don't think it's evil because they've been twisted into thinking that.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely, like, a mind control aspect to all of it, where it's like, because there's human phenomenons of, there's all these human phenomenons going on. Like, one of them is barely anyone will ever say that, over and over, that they're, like, a bad person or they're doing the wrong thing. Everyone has to feel good that they're doing what they think is right, or at least they have to say that.
Yeah.
You know, and that's pretty much a constant of human life. It's like, even Hitler, the worst people ever or whatever... Not that Hitler was really that bad. I actually enjoyed his earlier work. I'm just kidding.
He got the economy up and running.
Yeah, I enjoy his first album. but yeah, even like the worst person ever doesn't think they're bad. It's just they're...
Do you think he's the worst person ever?
No.
Who?
Who's the worst person ever? I don't know. It's hard to say. There might not... My quick answer is there might not be a worst person ever. And Stalin was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Hitler and Stalin were both pretty bad.
Who killed the most?
Who killed... I think the who killed the most is like Genghis Khan.
Oh, yeah. But I think, he was conquering.
Yeah.
That's okay.
So was Stalin, I guess. I mean, I just know he wasn't. Like, Stalin had conquered. He was just like, yeah, take care of...
What about Bill Gates?
I don't know how many people Bill Gates has killed. I mean, Microsoft does suck.
He is pretending to be good.
Exactly. And right? But do you think Bill Gates thinks he's good? I think Bill Gates thinks he's really good.
Really?
Yes.
But he knows.
I don't think so, man. I don't think so, dude. I think he thinks he's good. I think he thinks he's saving people over the long term.
I think Bill Gates thinks he's that
nerdy type definitely thinks they're good.
He wants to reduce the population, right?
Yeah.
But I think they misquote him a lot on that one. Because, you know, he says it's going to go up to 9 billion.
Yeah.
And we can reduce that by 15%.
He's saying over time.
He's meaning that it's not going to go to 9 billion. It's going to go to 15% less than 9 billion. Not we're going to reduce the population now.
Yeah, he's talking about over time. Like, over time people die. You know, since people die. I definitely think Bill Gates has... I think Bill Gates has good intentions, yo. But I think almost everyone has good intentions. Like very few people are like, I'm trying to kill people.
Hold on. What about all these people that are Luciferian?
Well, okay, here... We talk about that a lot on my show too. Do you have to say you're Luciferian to be a Luciferian, or do you have to just be pursuing the Luciferian agenda? Mm. Like, do you have to explicitly say that you worship Lucifer or Satan? Or because when people say Luciferian, they're mostly saying like they think they serve Lucifer's agenda. Like,
yeah.
Like, you know, not many people are like, I worship Lucifer. You know, like, so what do you mean by Luciferian? You mean serve the agenda or openly is like a Satan worshiper?
Yeah. Well, what about the bloodlines of Lucifer?
Right? It's okay. Great point. Okay, so here's the thing. You asked earlier how deep I go.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go that deep. I don't look into bloodlines that much. I'm not a big like bloodline guy. You know. I mean, I believe like I know like the Rothschild. I know like the power families and stuff like mm-hmm. that. Can I take a left hand? Yeah. I know that there's like the power families and things like that, and they are part of a bloodline. But I just haven't like looked into anything like that. Man.
So I watched a great movie the other day. Zay Rogue put it up.
Okay.
A guy that studies this, and he said that Luciferian's bloodline comes from way back, and it doesn't matter what you believe; it's what they believe. Right?
Okay.
So they believe that Lucifer seduced Eve and got with Eve before Adam, and then they had the two babies.
Whoa, right? I didn't know this, man.
And Cain is the bloodline. Capital.
Das Kapital. So Cain, is you're saying that Cain...
They believe
that
Cain was Satan, like the spawn of Satan.
Spawn of Satan,
and
yeah,
they
yeah.
are now the bloodline of Cain.
Wow.
And so they are reptilian.
Wow.
Carson and David Icke.
Okay, the mic's not on there, so it actually didn't make that sound. Nothing happened, guys. Don't worry. Wow, man. So are you saying that that's like how they get to the reptilian thing? They're
yeah.
like saying that that's...
Yeah, because the Satan is a
serpent. Oh, my God, yo. I've never heard of that. I never knew that.
I will forward you this.
I thought... Please. Oh, dude, I have way more time than that, man. Yeah, like, to get into a subject, I will watch something for hours and hours, yo.
Okay.
That's crazy, man. I've never looked into that.
So this is why they thirst for blood.
Wow.
Right? And then children's blood. Because Cain killed his own brother.
Oh, my goodness.
And then what they've done is, over time, got rid of that human condition of, like, humanity, and they're just cold, ruthless. And that's why they have this power, and they don't care what happens to people. They wage wars and finance them and sit back. Well, they get power from death of humans.
Do you... Okay, so who... Is there a person that they suspect that they know is of this bloodline?
Like, yeah, the names are written down, isn't it?
Yeah, bust that out for sure, dude. Yeah. She never had sexual relations with Satan. He's talking about the Holocaust. No.
Maybe, but the thief?
I don't know what they're talking about.
This is what...
We're captivating the audience, though.
Okay, good.
So this is where the March for Life goes.
All right.
This is just a sea of people. That's the biggest thing I've ever been to. I mean, the March for Life was... I mean, it looked like more than 500,000 people. It was intense.
What are you streaming on here?
Periscope? Yeah. And we'll upload it to all the podcast things later.
How do we, go on Periscope?
Uh-oh. What up, man? The rain is over. Yeah, but also the protest ain't gonna happen. So we're just gonna drive around for a little. We'll take the long way, though.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't mind, like,
who's friends of Jews and their followers?
This guy said that Jews openly worship Lucifer. But I'm reading the Talmud right there. I don't think they say the word Lucifer. Like, that's what I'm talking about is more on, like, a linguistic level rather than, like, a belief level. Like, I'm not...
$5 for the windshield.
Slide of five?
Mean.
Israel already has a sacrificial altar built, and they're doing mock sacrifices. The weirdest shit is, you know how the Pope has, like, done altars with non-Christian deities? Have you seen this?
I know.
Panchamama? You know Panchamama?
No.
Panchamama is a South American deity, like, earth deity. And the Pope had a ceremony, like not worshiping, but, like, just, like, affirming Panchamama with the leader of some in Brazil or something like that. It was insane. I'm like, what are you doing, dude? What isn't it like?
And he's going in kissing all these dudes' feet.
Dude, I know.
And he's got that huge, like, satanic, demons from hell statue behind him.
I know. It's what the hell,
like,
man?
Why haven't, like, the good Catholics gone, like, let's burn this guy?
I'm Catholic, sort of, and the Pope is a whack job. It's nuts. It's just nuts. But, like, I guess it's really important what happens after Pope Francis. But for now, the thing is, like, what do you think of when you talk about Catholicism? Most people are like, oh, like, they fuck kids. They're like, you know, there is a lot of sexual abuse and fucking of kids in the Catholic Church. But it's not their, like, explicit dictum.
No.
You know what I mean? It's not their, like, explicit dictum. You know, that they're about that. But the Pope is the Pope. The Pope is who... The Pope is the explicit dictum. Like, is the... You know, it is the Pope is the doctrine. Not is, but, you know...
Yeah, but he shouldn't be, right? It's not supposed to be.
Dude, there's a lot... That's what... Do you know what sedevacantism is? You ever heard of that?
You sedevacantism.
Are you streaming right now, too?
I might as well. I think I can, but I don't know.
Are you on Periscope or are you on... Go on Instagram.
Instagram.
Oh, you're on Instagram? Great. What up? Oh, we're on two platforms. The Pope is a Jesuit, yeah.
Yeah.
Does your British friend live here permanently? Oi. He's from New Zealand.
What the fuck are
you doing? Oi. Not a very good Catholic.
What do you say?
Sure dictum. I don't know. I'm just laughing
at what... Sure dictum.
He's sure dictum, yeah. He's a crypto Jew. Yeah, I don't know.
Is that like Bitcoin?
Crypto? Yeah, it's you know how... You know how the Bitcoin or whatever, any crypto has like the 3-letter signal? Like, it's like BTC or LTC. It's a JEW. That's their crypto. Or, I don't know. He's New Zealand. He's a New Zealand... I'm sorry, can you say the word again?
Maori.
Maori. I'm really...
You can say Maori.
Maori.
There you go.
Maori.
There you go.
But Maori.
Even better.
But I want to say it like the real deal.
Maori.
Maori.
There you go.
Nice. I can get it after a couple cracks, usually. We talked about it earlier, he's he's a citizen now. He was a legal alien.
I was a legal alien.
Legal.
A legal
alien.
I did go, I was an illegal electrician in Canada.
Okay. And, wow, man, you've been all over the place.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I, Yeah, because my dad was an electrician, so I thought I had it genetics for it, but I was adopted, so I got electrocuted a lot.
Really?
Nah, I didn't get sent. My eyebrows got a little singed.
Yeah. So we're going by the White House now.
Yeah.
We're streaming in D.C. So this is Pennsylvania, and I can't take a left. So I used to play up here a lot. This is the Occidental. So I used to play gigs right here and get paid good money.
Really?
Yeah, good money at this outdoor venue, right? This outdoor dinner right here.
So would you play by yourself or others?
I did one alone, and I did several with like three or four people. It was best with three people. You get a drummer.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I used to play good gigs. It was like, I think it was like $200 a person.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be like...
Green.
Oh, thank you. Sorry.
Oh.
So I was going in nostalgia land over there. I miss performing.
So do you mainly rap or sing?
No. The rap is a new thing. I mean, I've rapped since I was like 11.
Yeah.
But this is the newest thing that I've done musically. But I mainly like play jazz, piano, and I'm mainly an instrumentalist.
Okay.
I've always been able to sing and play guitar and stuff, but no, I compose. You know, I play jazz. My most work I've gotten as a keyboard player, just playing pop and jazz. So that's.
So yeah. Did you listen to Owen Benjamin a bit?
Yeah, I was a big Owen Benjamin fan for like a year and a half or so. Maybe 2 years, but then I kind of, crap, I shouldn't have done that. But yeah, then I just kind of got into other stuff and it got weird. I don't know if you know all about all the drama.
I came through that. The same channel as well.
Yeah, I don't have any I don't have any like hatred in my heart for Owen or anybody involved in any of that. But it just got weird, and the way I don't know online. There's online gangs, yo. There are online gangs, and online gangs. You need like, and any gang, you need like your propaganda department. You need your morale department. You need your sign language. You need your code language. You know, there's all kinds of stuff, and I'm not a big gang guy. I don't really join groups. So when it gets weird, I'm just kind of out. When it gets all like dramatic, I'm just out kind of. And that's how I've been since I was probably in fifth grade.
Because it was like the Bears, right?
That's the Bears.
The Bears. Yeah. And then I was like, oh, yeah, I guess I'm a Bear. But I never changed my name.
Yeah, I never changed my name either. I wrote him a letter once and gave him two pieces of silver. Yeah, because I wanted to thank him. I mean, he did a lot about like teaching me about values and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah,
you know. So I wrote him a letter and like got like so-called verified or whatever.
Yeah.
But then that happened about the drama was like 8 months later, and now you know. But certain people are just all about the drama, and those are the people that I don't like.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I don't know if...
I just like the truth and the jokes.
Yeah, truth and jokes, yo. Truth and jokes. Yeah, that's what it's about. Truth, jokes, music, art, beauty. Yeah. It's all about jokes. You couldn't live without jokes.
No, it would be miserable.
It would be so miserable.
I just memed my way through this fucking pandemic. And...
Yeah, I bet. I mean, okay, so let me ask you something that I ask a lot of people when I interview them. Is, okay... What do you think the least funny thing in the world is?
The least funny?
Yeah. The least funny thing in the world.
Huh. I don't know. That just sounds terrible. Like, the worst things can be the funniest.
Yeah, that's why I ask. Because
I've always... People are like, too soon. I was like, fuck off, it's too soon.
Yeah.
It's still happening.
I'm like a that day guy.
Yeah.
I'm like a that day guy.
I'm like, yes, there was a volcano in New Zealand. People died. Let's get on it.
Yeah, I mean, the worst thing in the world... The worst thing to me in the world is, like, child abuse. Like, child sexual abuse.
Yeah.
You know, shit like that.
Right, okay.
But I've heard jokes that are funny about that subject.
Yeah.
You know, like, anything can be funny.
Yeah, okay. But what about the fact that the numbers of missing children in a year are, like, from 500,000 to 800,000 go missing every year?
That is insane.
And the FBI don't track missing children like that. They don't have... Because it's set up for these Luciferians to sacrifice their children.
So you're saying, like, that's a big range... You mean, or like?
But there's so many of them because most of them don't have birth certificates, so they're gone. Like, So man, they're either taking power from getting people to have abortions and murdering kids that way, or they're getting them themselves and doing their rituals.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's so dark.
And that's how many that, I mean, look at how many people do you know are Freemasons?
I mean, just at all, a lot. I mean,
how many important people?
Specifically, I've actually performed at a Freemason thing that we're about to drive by right now. Yep. So I've actually met a good amount of Masons.
Okay.
But I think you're talking about, like, these are just, like, black dudes that are just looking to get some, like, get some communities and free chicken. Like, your first and second degree Mason. I mean, I've met a lot of these guys. They're literally, like cool black dudes in a suit that were, like, trying to network,
right?
Yeah, they had their wives there and shit. But, like, I've never met someone, like, high up. I've seen some dudes with some rings, though.
Yeah.
You ever seen them?
Yeah, I know.
Do you know Masons?
I know one.
Okay, one.
Yeah.
Do you know what he is? Like, what his degree? Like,
yeah.
You know what? Okay.
The number that always pops up on my thing.
Are you saying he's a top level?
Yeah.
No way. Okay, no.
But the thing is, there's a huge secret society all around the world that a lot of people don't know who's in it, right? So they could be on those higher levels doing this shit. Like, they have rituals in all these churches and these mosques and whatever the Jews have.
Synagogue.
The same thing is done, rituals on a dark level, you know?
Oh, man. I mean,
right?
I'm so, like, naive. I still have some room to grow because I'm like, nah. I'm like, no, they wouldn't. You know what I mean? Mm. But they would. They would.
I mean, sneaky snakes, man.
I mean, so, do you think people drink baby blood? Like, child blood?
Adrenochrome?
Yeah. Do they drink it or they inject it? They drink it.
Look how they romanticize vampire movies. Mm. Look, like, and, there's no one here. Fuck off.
No one's in there?
No one's in there for now.
We've got 30 people in here.
But I can cut some of it.
Yeah, cool. Whatever.
So, look at Hollywood, right?
Yeah.
New Zealand is, they got one guy, he won an Oscar, Taika Waititi. He's funny. He directed Thor Ragnarok.
Okay.
He's done a whole bunch of stuff. One of his first movies was What We Do in the Shadows.
Mm-hmm.
You know that one? It's about vampires.
I've seen the trailer or whatever, yeah.
Romanticizing the drinking of blood of people. This is what they do, they drink blood.
Oh, man.
And now he's high level up there now. And some of the shit he says, calls himself Taika Cohen sometimes.
Why Cohen? Because just to get the
Hollywood Junus.
Yeah, he changes me. Dude, yo, first of all, do you ever listen to, like, E. Michael Jones?
Yeah.
He's this book, and it takes balls to even title a book this in this day and age. A book called Jewish Privilege.
Really?
Yeah, that's a spicy title, dude. But there is, yo. I mean, the thing is that white privilege exists, too. All this privilege exists in different situations. Mm-hmm. There's a different amount of privilege.
You got it on the hood.
There's no white privilege down in the hood. There's white privilege in a white neighborhood. But, you know, but there's definitely some Jewish privilege. I mean...
Oh, yeah, do you...
There's all kinds of privilege.
Look how many billionaires there are.
Yeah.
80% of them.
Yeah, I mean... One of the biggest, I'm like, and forgive me, folks, one of the biggest privileges about the Jewish person is they can be either white or not white.
Yeah.
Oh, you know? They can claim to be either.
I went to New York, and they have these black Jews, right?
The Israelites.
Israelites,
yeah, they're
right?
Here, too.
And they're arguing with this white Jew boy, and they're like, "Oh, fuck you, you're not a Jew." Like, because they appropriated Judaism, the religion.
Here's the thing, though. They're not
Europeans.
They're not Jewish. They're not Jews. They think Yeshua is the Messiah. I talked to one about it. They're Israelites. They're Hebrews, not Jews. I mean, okay, so, look, here's part of the problem is that these things need to have a definition before you claim them.
Yeah.
Like, but they are not religion. Their religion is not Judaism.
Who? Which ones?
Black Hebrew Israelite. Hebrew Israelites are not Judaism. They believe Yeshua is the... They believe in Yeshua HaMashiach. They believe in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Confirmed. Okay, 80%. 20% are Jews. They believe the Messiah has not come back yet. But that's what... But anyway, that's... my friend's mom is... do you know Wang Choco? You ever see that name on Instagram? Like, Wang Choco?
Sounds like a Wang Chokehold?
No, it means dark. It means, means King Chocolate.
Oh, really?
In Korean. And yeah, his mom is a Hebrew Israel, and I asked
her. Oh, should go that way.
Oh, should
that
I?
That way, yeah.
Okay, that's all right.
Oh, wait, are you going away that you're going to go?
No, man, I'm fucking cruising and talking.
Oh, sweet, yeah.
Yeah, we're just cruising and talking. I got enough gas. No, I know where I'm going.
So we should cruise around this.
Yeah, I'm just going to like do a big loop. Yeah, I know what I'm doing. Sorry, we shouldn't say where you're at.
No, why not? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. And like, you got trolls in there? Already, come for me.
Yeah. Jews are not white.
No, they are.
I don't think they are either.
They got wiped out by the Turks.
I don't think Jews
Genghis
are white.
Or Genghis Khan, I think. And then, the Europeans adopted the Judaism.
Yeah.
And then claimed to be the chosen.
Oh, dude. BBW Thigh Tickler is the name of one of the people in here.
BBW, big...
That's like big white... Big
Wang.
That's like bubbly white women. It's like a fat white woman, right?
Ah.
I don't know what it stands for, actually. I just know it's like a porn term for like fat white women.
Do you watch porn?
No. No, not anymore.
Yeah. 8 months?
Not until I learned about what it is, how it works. No.
Yeah.
Big beautiful woman. Okay, thank you.
Big beautiful.
Okay. Oh no.
Yeah. Sick.
I mean, but dude, look at this shit, dude.
Come on, run him down.
Just go, you fucks. You're in the street.
Wait for the light. Oh, it is. Wrong light.
Oh gosh.
Okay, look at him. Because those two lights were too close together, and one was turned around, he thought he had it away.
No, excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Why don't you go back to Native America? I think it was Native America.
That's a funny Indian. One. Go back to Native America. That's good, man. Oh, man. I don't even remember what we were talking about. We talked about, like, a lot of deep shit. But, yeah, I mean, the Black Hebrew Israelites. Yeah, they're not Jews. But I don't think you get to say, like, I don't know. Race is dumb, first of all.
Yeah.
Like, the whole, like, you are brown is so retarded. Like, you're a brown guy, but what, you're also, you know, so is, like, a dude from Guatemala.
Yeah.
You know, like, most Americans, if you didn't say anything, if you didn't talk, they'd call you a brown person.
They'd come up and speak Spanish to me. I feel bad that I can't speak Spanish. I really should have learned.
Yeah.
10 years in America, looking like this.
Yeah, you should at least, just a little bit.
Yeah, I do a few bits about that.
You? Okay, cool. Great. Yeah, I saw you, when I saw you did like 90 seconds, and then you did like 2 minutes,
was
and
I
then
hosting
it was over.
It?
Yeah, it was the last 2 minutes, like the last person went, I saw them go, and then you did like 2 minutes, and then the night ended. But then I did it like a couple months later.
Where?
That same place.
Oh,
that's when you were out of town. That was my first time doing it.
And how was it?
It was alright.
Did you tape it?
Yeah.
What did you talk about?
I told a couple Redskins jokes. A couple Michael Jackson jokes. That's it. I don't remember. I have it all written down, of course.
Did you tape it?
Yeah. I got it on video. Yeah, I got it on my GoPro or whatever. I did.
GoPro, so it looks like the Earth is curved.
Yeah. I told just a couple jokes about Brown versus Board of Education. Like, it looked like they were segregated in there. There was a table of black people, and then there was a table between them, and the rest was, like, a bunch of white people and, like, mixed people. I was like, so this is Brown, and that's Board of Education. It was good, man. I was good to get up there. I definitely could be good at it. It was definitely terrifying. It was definitely terrifying.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but, you know, it's hard to... I don't know. I could see, like, you get good at it because you got to get the rithm down. You can tell there's a rhythm aspect.
Yeah.
You know?
And the more you do it, the more you can tell when people are stop laughing or haven't started laughing. And then you just go, you need to laugh at that, and they laugh.
Have you killed yet, so-called?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
You've like, made people laugh, like, really hard?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, and, like, the other comics go, oh, that was awesome. Like, it's often when I just kind of... I have a whole bunch of canned heat. Like,
what does that mean?
That's like, rather than crowd work where you go and just make it off the cuff, you ask people something, you have, you know what they're gonna ask you, so you have jokes ready to fly. Like, I got a ton of New Zealand jokes, and so I ask people what they know about New Zealand, didn't they?
Oh.
And then they just yell out something, and then I got some.
And you gotta know what they're gonna say. Like, you, like, yep. They're gonna say shit about Kiwis.
Yes, a Kiwi.
They're gonna see stuff about Australia.
Australia, yeah. All Blacks, which is gold.
What is that?
People that yell out, All Blacks.
I don't know what that is.
Well, that's the New Zealand rugby team.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And
okay.
I'm like, no, there's white people there too.
All Blacks. That's funny.
But we, like, New Zealand's fanatical about rugby, you know?
Yeah.
And they support the team. We're black. We paint our faces black.
You guys do blackface?
Yeah, well, in New Zealand, it's not just for Halloween.
Well...
Or Virginia governors.
They're going to come for you one day, man. So that's the thing that's really interesting about the whole, the left, and the cultural left, and them trying to do whatever they're doing, is eventually you will hit a culture where it is their culture to do blackface. So, like, how does that work?
Yeah.
You know, do I... And one day it'll be cultural appropriation to not do blackface. You ever think about that? Because this is a culture right now. Marxist culture is pro not having blackface. So in 100 years, not having blackface will be appropriating their culture.
But is appropriating culture as bad as wearing blackface? Like,
none of it's bad. None of it's bad at all. No, I'm pro blackface. I like blackface.
Because you're not like jumping around like going, oh, look at me, I'm a dumb blackface.
Yeah. You're not like ooga booga.
Yeah.
Although I'm fine with that too. I'm fine with any racial stereotype in terms of humor.
Yeah.
Like, I'm definitely into that with white. Like, for instance, Dave Chappelle's white person. He's like, trying to talk about fucking my wife in the ass here. Like, and he does a full white face with the comb over. Like, that shit's hilarious. So, so I think that, like, you should be saying that, like, it's not like they're going ooga booga, but, like, what if they were, dude? That shit could be funny. Like, I don't know. Would you get offended if they were doing, like...
Oh, look how many, like, people do the haka, like...
Yeah, they do the... They butcher the haka. Yeah.
This Hawaiian university, they're all doing, like... And they're making their own words up.
Right,
I'm like,
man.
Fucking... At least get the words right.
So right, dude. They butcher the haka. Yeah. Oh, man, that's so funny. Yeah, so I just think it's like... I don't know. Made the best culture win, I guess, without violence. Yeah, I don't know how to make it all work, because, like, multiculturalism is conflict.
Yeah.
Like, so what do you do other than, like, you know, become a white supremacist?
I'm a brown supremacist.
Yeah, do you know anyone that's a brown supremacist?
Just me. I probably could get a group of, I don't know, maybe some MS-13s.
MS-13s.
They're not brown enough, though. They're kind of white.
But, like, the thing is gay, like, even to this day, I still have never encountered a person.
New Zealand.
She does live in New Zealand. That's right. Thordox lives there.
Is she from there?
She lives there now. I think she's, I don't want to, like, give away her information, but I think she might be Turkish now lives in New Zealand. But, like, the thing is have you ever encountered a person actually say, I think white people are supreme?
No.
Like, what does an actual white supremacist actually think? Like, white people...
No, because they've made white supremacy just be, like, that example with the... Just trying to help a black person is being white supremacist because they can't do it without your white person help, right? That's what they're trying to say now. It's just gone so crazy. A white supremacist would be, what's his name on that movie? American History.
Yeah. Okay. That's like a white supremacist to me.
Yeah.
Okay. But, okay, so my point is this, though. Like, even that guy. Okay, so what I like to do a lot on my show is, like, operate from, like, very extreme premises. And then we, like, work our way back from there.
That's great, yeah.
So we'll take that guy. Okay. Do you think that guy thinks white people are supreme in all ways? Like, including basketball. and like including being black. Like, do you think that white people are better at being black than black people? You know, like no, of course you can't, because that's ridiculous.
If we're gonna have a basketball game, he would pick the Jerome.
LeBron. So my point is that even that guy, the most white supremacist guy, it's more about like his people.
Rather than
like it's supreme. You know, that word sucks, is my point.
Yeah, unless it's a super supreme for pizza.
Yeah.
Are they super supreme?
That would be so funny. Is you at a restaurant and you had, like, politically incorrect shit, and you had a pizza called the White Supremacist, and it's like a white pizza, and like, you have, like, the Uncle Tom.
Just the lightest mozzarella you can get.
Yeah, you have the Dago. That's like the Italian. Oh, here's a good question. What is a slur? Like, what is it? Is there a slur for either New Zealand or for, like, your people, Maori?
Maori.
That is the slur?
No. No? Yeah, like, if someone was trying to racially, like, taunt you, they say you, like, cunt. Or...
He's like, you black cunt. Okay.
And...
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. One time I was playing rugby league in the UK, and had a competition with one guy, and he's like, "Hey, fucking Packy!" Like, okay. They call me a Packy.
Okay,
and that was in like the Leicestershire region where there's lots of Indians there. Okay. And they call them Packies.
Okay.
And I went, like, "What the fuck are you saying?" He's like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. Didn't mean it."
What? Like, what does that mean?
Like a Packy is a Pakistani.
Oh, a Packy. Oh, I had no idea. You're a Pakistani. That's so funny. Did you hear about this? The Dixie Chicks changed the name to the Chicks.
Oh.
Dude, because of Dixie is like the South.
But the South should boycott them.
Dude.
The Chicks with Dicks.
I think a lot of these people just need a career revitalization. Like, the Dixie Chicks they have been irrelevant.
Yeah, I haven't heard of them for 10 years.
Let's see, now it's the Chicks. Yeah, the people just talk in there while we talk, so we don't... Like, I address the chats a lot in my other streams, but on Periscope, it's the cult known as Periscope. That's what it is.
Oh, so the groups get in? So you got a gang going here?
It gets 21 people in there, and they join, they share it out.
Do they say hi to each other like we do
They say hi to each other streaming. A little bit. Yeah. And,
Do you go on Jelly Stream?
Jelly...
Jelly, like, with Captain Cutler?
No, not really. Oh, there's my guess. Yeah, I mean...
I like when they're singing.
I don't really go in that many streams. I'm just about the work.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm streaming at least 20 hours a week.
Whoa.
Then I work.
So you music teacher?
Yeah, I teach. I have like 40 students a week, and then I stream every day for 3 hours, and then I do nights sometimes, do a couple interviews, and then I'll do this. I'll go out in the field.
How many hours are you doing that?
At least 3 hours every weekday, so there's 15 hours. I do a concert every Wednesday, which is at least 2 or 3 hours.
Is that on, like,
yeah, I mean, on the playing. Yeah, yeah, that's the Wednesday concerts. Yeah, that's streaming.
Oh, that was the one I watched last night.
Yeah.
The Chick Kitchen one.
Yeah.
That was fucking good.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah,
it was a big storm. And then I'll do a couple interviews per week, and that'll be 3 hours. So, I mean, at least 20 hours. Yeah, at least 20 hours every week. I would love to do it for a living, so I'm trying to build up my chops, build up my, just like you, if you do a bunch of shows, you know, if you want to do X amount of open mics every spots.
I've got to do a lot, eh?
Yeah.
I actually don't think I'm going to continue much longer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
Because it's just so much work, and I don't think that in the future I would want to, like, do that, have that as, like, these guys make fuck all money.
Yeah.
Until I got a show, it takes many years to get there. I mean, it's fun. I'll keep doing it as long as I'm in the city. But I might go back to New Zealand.
Oh, I see.
Go to a country and just make memes.
Yeah, just observe the
just go fishing and grow my garden.
Observe the decline of civilization from afar.
Yeah, yeah. From the far most. Closest to the ice wall.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely going to the mountains too. I'm going to stay on the east coast of America.
Yeah. But you don't want that Jellystone blowing up.
Yeah. I mean...
Down there.
I mean, New Zealand would be nice, but you can't... It's a long process to become an expat, or to become like a... You know, like you said, 10 years for you.
Yeah, I think I could have... got after 7 years, I could have become a citizen. But I didn't bother for quite a while. Oh, Comet Ping Pong.
You guys want to see Comet? I've showed them it before.
Should we go in there?
Go in there? I mean, they're not open. We had to wear masks or whatever, which I won't do.
Really? Not even to go into Comet Ping Pong?
Oh, I mean, the stream. I'm shutting another in a video game, guy. How dare you?
Shoot the shit.
We're just going to shoot the shit inside of Comet. The ATF listening. Comet is at Nebraska and Connecticut. That's where we are right now. Nebraska and Connecticut, Northwest.
I'm just where the pedos roam.
Oh, take me to home where the pedophiles roam. All day. Home on the range. Where the Comet Pizza and pedophiles play was never as heard a discouraging word.
Nice.
All right. There it is.
There it is.
I've performed there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, way before this stuff, though. Like 8 years ago. Like 7 or 8 years. I've been here for a decade. So, yeah, I've played every venue. Every venue in D.C. I've played. I would be, if, you know, what's up?
DeLorean.
Oh, it's a DeLorean, yo. You're exposed, yes. Why don't the protesters burn Comet? It's not part of the narrative.
Yeah, they love the pedos. Dude, they should be protesting 500,000 children going missing every year, because most of them
are
black.
That's an issue. Most that is such a big, and then the number of black babies aborted, yo, is just
million.
Insane. It's just insane.
It's the biggest.
I mean, it's just insane. I mean...
Same with the eugenists. They want to kill black people. That's what that's what Planned Parenthood was started to do.
The blacks. The blicks. We must kill the blicks.
That's what they said.
it's terrible. I mean, it's just... I don't even know what to say about it. I mean, I enjoy making fun of it because it's just like... What do you... Like... it's like... Most people know this shit, yo. The internet is the internet. You know, most people, like, on the left know this stuff. Like, you can't... You know, all you have to do is type in, like, Margaret Sanger black quote. You know what I mean? And you'll see it. Or you just, like, type in John Podesta emails. You know?
They're like, that's not true.
Yeah. Order the white supreme... Dude, the white supremacist is what I would call it. The name of the pizza.
Well, the Pizza Hut one is the Super Supreme. What about just the Super Supremacist?
The Supremacist,
the
yeah.
The Super Supremacist.
Here's the thing. Oh, yeah, we're not doing the statue tonight, Ronnie. It's canceled. It's going to happen tomorrow night, so I might go back. Yeah, I may go back. I don't think they're going to get it, though. I might be wrong.
I don't know.
You think it's going to go down? Do you think that the statue's going to get torn down?
I don't know. Like... Were they doing a good job with those fences? They'll need a lot more. I mean, they need to... Are those people trying to force the hand of Trump to start shooting everyone?
That's the thing, though. Like, what are they trying to do? Like, are they trying to play a type of, like, war game over here?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I think that they should just put bodies around it. Because then, at least they get the excuse of, like, they were attacked first.
Yeah.
But and if the cops get attacked, they just got to start swinging clubs, you know? I'm sorry. I don't know what to say. I don't back any of these statues coming down.
No. I mean...
I don't care who it was. I mean, that one guy, I was going to ask you about that. You know that guy, Albert Pike, that his statue came down?
Albert Pike? Wasn't he the satanic shit?
Yeah, he's a big... He had one at all right by the White House. That got taken down. Do you back that getting taken down?
When's that?
Already happened. That happened like a week ago in D.C.,
Who took that down?
The protesters, like the left-wing protesters, like the Antifa types. Black Lives Matter Antifa types.
They took down Albert Pike.
Yeah, because he was a Confederate. He was like a slave owner or something like that.
Oh, but it wasn't because he...
No, it wasn't because of like satanic Luciferian stuff. That was just like people on the right wing were like, oh, fuck it, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, like, but I don't...
He was one of yours.
I don't even back him, that getting taken down, because...
it's history. It's history. It makes you we can't be this again. Like, look at that cunt. You spit on it when you walk past.
Also, it's kind of like, it's just also art. It's skill and art. That's the other reason.
Oh my God, have you seen art in modern art places now? Like, it's terrible. It's disgusting.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
Children, have you been to DCAC on Adams Morgan? There is so much, like, torturing children.
Oh my gosh, no.
This is art.
No, I have not. I mean, a man made the sculpture of Christopher Columbus.
He's got the Super White Supreme.
Dude, he's got the Supreme. Dude. An artisan sculpted that shit. And you're just, like, spray painting fuck 12 and fuck Trump on it. And you're like, look at what you're replacing it with. I mean, I'm not saying that graffiti is better than slavery, but I'm saying that that statue is better than that graffiti. You know, regardless. Yeah. It's like art, you know? It's almost like you're burning a car, too. Like, why are you burning a car? Why don't you steal the car? Like, you know?
Yeah. I bet you believe in global warming, too, so now you're contributing to it.
Now you're contributing to all this shit, this fake shit that you've been talking about. You know, but, man... It's just, like, why don't you, like, the looting, or not even looting when they burn a Target. Just steal the shit, yo. At least you'll have, like, a nice thing for your kid or whatever. Thing for your, like, five kids.
You can stay in that lane.
Yeah? Oh, yeah, let's take a left. Oh, yeah, so I'm going to take you home now.
Oh, we can go straight to go home.
Okay, let's do it.
But this, you can stay in this lane because
he gets the first arrow. That's right. Guys, don't dox this person. Be nice to them. My body, my choice, unless it's mandatory vax. I know, I'm down with no mandatory vaccines.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's a line in the sand right there.
So, here's the thing. You just need to have a doctor, and there'll be plenty of them. Good ones.
That you can bribe.
Well, they'll just squirt it in the...
Yeah, here you go, you got it. Yeah, exactly. No, I'm not down at all for anything... almost anything mandatory I'm not down with. If it's a mandate from anything other than God, I'm pretty much not down.
Yeah.
Like, mandates are not good.
Is this a mandate?
This is a romance. Yeah. A mandate. Mandate from heaven.
Tell this guy's turn.
Alright. So. Just tell me where. Just tell me where to go, or I don't want to, like, give away your address.
What? Is someone going to come around?
Dude, they're coming. We got some DC people here. Yo, let's sound off in the chat. Where are you guys from? We did this earlier, and now it's getting to be the end. So, we get to see where people are at. I know a couple people from Richmond, a couple people from...
Richmond, they wear blackface down there, right?
Yep, that's where they go. Maine, Australia, Colorado, Maryland, Montgomery County. What's
Australia.
Up? Some Thai. Nova. See, we got some people that are close. See, if you got docs, they'd be here within an hour.
To what? Say hi?
Hello, Michigan, Massachusetts, California. What up? My mom... What? Hey, that's...
Man, me too.
My mom's northern vagina. Arizona.
I went there once.
I'll come tomorrow.
It's mom's vagina.
How dare you? I'm have to edit it out. I'm just kidding. So, yo, you know that there's this one guy saying, like, the Masons. He was like, dude, why are we in front of the White House? Let's go to the Masons. That's the people that run all this shit. Do you know what this is? That the first one of the first nights of the protest, and there's this black dude with a megaphone trying to, like, peel people away go protest the Masons.
Huh?
I should have gone with him. You're right, Thorodox. You know, but you can't win them all. That guy had zeal. He did, yo. He had zeal.
So he was just trying to get you to go down to.
Yeah, he was like, you know, these motherfuckers are the ones.
Oh, they're wow. Red.
Dang. He's almost got taken out.
Still got a kangaroo.
He knew what was up. So, yeah, would you be down to do, like, a speakeasy comedy thing?
Yeah. I was going to do it at the height when it was most dangerous. To get caught.
To get caught, yeah.
So, at our gym, we have a spin room. That's where I practice. You know, it's the stage, bikes.
Oh, cool. You practice your stand up there?
Yeah.
Cool. Wow.
Yeah. I'm going to try and work people to go in there.
Thorodox, this is AC. We're about to go. This is AC.
Thorodox.
She's the one from.
She's the one.
Yeah.
She's A1.
Yeah. Stranger? No, it's not a stranger. No.
All right.
We met once. He's a local, I don't know, personal trainer, I guess.
Struggling. I'm a struggling personal trainer, yeah, because no one wants to fucking work out and go to the gym.
Yeah.
But there's just so much potential because COVID-19 is about how many pounds everyone's gained.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's like the freshman 15. There's the COVID-19. You're right. That's funny. I never even thought about that. The COVID-19.
Dude, my marketing company that I work with to get ads out for my online training.
Yeah.
They're putting out like free 21-day trial. I didn't want it to be that, but then I'm supposed to do a bait and switch and do a bunch of stuff like, okay, if you pay like X amount up front, it's going to come off the back end.
Oh, I see.
I find that a little bit immoral because it says in the ad no bait and switch, but that, in my opinion, is a bait
and
switch.
That's a bait and switch a little bit.
Yeah. Because it says, you know, that's it, no money. So, I mean, all right, okay. But the thing is, the people who are calling up, they got no money.
Oh.
So, and I'm paying for these leads.
Oh, so is that yeah. So you're actually kind of getting trapped a little bit.
Yeah. And then there's
oh, left, okay.
One woman, she's like, okay, I'll do it. $49 a week, I'll do it, like, after the trial. You know, I get $600 a month, you know, I'll take this money out, and then I'll feed the kids with it after that. And I was like, no.
She's saying that she's giving almost her, like, last penny.
But she wasn't doing it, like, to make me feel bad. She was doing it, no, I'm going to put this money to that.
Oh, I see.
And then I'll do this. And I'm like, okay. No, you're not. Mm. You put all that money into your kids.
Cool. Wow. Okay. Very cool.
And then all the other people are like, is it free? Yeah.
My bad.
That was my bad. I should have said.
So you live in Adams Morgan.
We call it Kalorama Triangle.
Okay? Oh, you do. Over there. You do. Right. Yeah, that's right. You do live in Kalorama Triangle. I'm dropping off my man AC, and then I'm going home. I might stream again tonight on Instagram, do some guitar. Thinking about doing some guitar. Have you ever seen people do stand up online?
Oh yeah, I did one.
Is it cringe?
It is pretty cringe. Some of it's funny. It's just funny jokes, but it's the energy of the room.
To the right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there's no energy. Yeah, you're just on a Zoom call.
And so you stick alright, everyone turn your microphones on so we can get a bit of energy. And then some cunts fucking got people in the background, you know, laughing and hooing.
Yeah.
And so it ruins that. Or if you turn your microphones off, it's just quiet.
Oh, yeah, that's weird, dude. That's very strange. Then we're going right. All right. Cool, y'all.
I went into some kind of rant on it rather than trying to be funny.
You're good. Okay, cool. All right, sweet. We're going to sign off, guys. We're going to upload this as a podcast later. Let's turn this around and see exactly where we're going. AC. Is it Cowie?
Cowie.
AC Cowie.
In Scotland, where the name originates, it's Cowie.
Oh, is it
Cowie? Out in Bowie, it's Bowie.
You're right. It's not Bowie. It's Bowie. All right, guys. We're going to upload this as a podcast probably on Monday. Peace out, y'all.